I probably expect most offices to end up in some kind of hybrid environment.
I find that a lot of places have gone digital, places that you wouldn't normally expect.
So yes, I think the world will be the same after the pandemic.
I consider that there would be more social inequality in the world.
I think that the world changes all the time. And so what the world will be like fully after the pandemic will be some new iteration of itself.
Hello everyone, my name is Adu and this is Expats Exposed, honest conversations with expats around the globe. This podcast is brought to you by ReadyGo Expat. For videos about life in different countries, interviews with expats and travel guides, go to youtube.com/ReadyGoExpat. Hello everyone and welcome back to season two of the podcast. My name is Adu, and this is the Expats Exposed podcast. I hope you're all doing well. I hope the pandemic has been a bit less harsh wherever you are, the situation in your country. I hope, hopefully you got a shot of the vaccine or two, and hopefully things are starting to get back to normal wherever you are. And I'm really happy to be back with season two. I missed, you know, recording the episodes. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, season one has 20 episodes, and there is where I talk about life in different countries. I mostly interview expats, foreigners, immigrants living in different cities and countries around the world. And I also have some solo episodes with the help of some friends. So you got their, you know, life in Rio, Bolivia, Seattle, London, and China, you know, so many different episodes. So be sure to check them out. And yeah, I am, if you don't know me, my name is Adu. I'm an English teacher. I'm now currently teaching online. And I lived for between 2020 and 2015 and 2020 in China. I came back to Brazil just before the pandemic started. And soon I'm going to be heading to Portugal, where I'm going to live for the next 2 years. So I'll keep you updated about that. Now, I know that a lot of us are still going through the effects of the pandemic. Hopefully everyone is healthy, and your family and your loved ones. But what is something really interesting that I was actually talking to some friends like Nelson. You're going to listen to him in this episode. He lives in London. And England is one of the countries in the world with a very high number of, you know, people who already got the two doses of the vaccine. I am in Brazil right now. I got my first dose a month ago. I'm going to get my second shot in the end of July this month. So things are looking better, but still we it's not over. So depending where you are, the situation is a bit different, but a lot has been said about the post-pandemic world, what it's going to be like. You know, are we still going to be working from home? Are we going to be able to hug and kiss everyone? Are we ever going to be able to need to use masks? Are we going to need to take to get the vaccine every year, every 6 months? So it's a lot of things that we still don't know about. But this has definitely changed, you know, the way we live, we work, we interact, we communicate, we have fun, actually interact with people. You know, the pandemic has changed a lot of that. But what is it going to be like when this is all over, when everybody has the two doses of the shot, and when there's no more deaths, when there are no more cases? What is the world going to be like? So I've been thinking a lot about that, actually, and I decided to invite seven friends to talk about their perspective and what they think the world is going to be like when this is all over. So we'll start with Gustavo. He is currently living in Seattle, and he's going to share his opinion about what the post-pandemic world will be like.
I guess I have a hard time seeing the world going back to what it was like before the pandemic started, especially when it comes to work. I have a hard time seeing people going back to the office 5 days a week. If you work in a kind of business where you've been able to, you know, do your job remote for the past year. I think companies just won't have that kind of leverage over their employees. I think we'll also probably not have a fully remote work like we've been having during the pandemic. So I also see things changing from that. I probably expect most offices to end up in some kind of hybrid environment where, you know, you get the benefits of having people, you know, be able to share space and bond and create those positive working relationships, but also gets the benefit from, you know, the flexibility from working from home. I guess on the personal human side, I hope that after the pandemic, one of the things that changes is that we all cherish a little bit more the ability to, you know, to be together in the same space, you know, after spending a year where we couldn't do that, where when you, you know, when you couldn't see your friends and family, or when you could see them, their faces were partially covered. I hope that we can just value being able to be and be at ease with one another in the future. I think that would be a great change, and that we would, you know, choose to do that a little bit more often in the future and put in the effort to make those moments and connections happen. That would be a great change.
I like what Gustavo said about having this hybrid environment, and so that we can get the benefits of both worlds, because it's great to be at home, especially if you have kids or with your partners. It's just great to be at home and also enjoy the time with your family. But it's also good to actually have some physical contact, you know, to talk and see people you work with, because it's, as he said, like, it's some of these meetings and this, you know, these relationships at work are also very, very important, you know, and we don't stay. So I think, as he said, like, we don't have to stay all the time at home, but we also don't need to go back to work five times a week. We can have this hybrid environment. And also, I agree with him. I hope we are all able to value the possibility of being together, you know, of hugging each other and of spending time together without worrying about each other's, you know, health or what could happen with that. So hopefully that's going to be the case. I really enjoy working at home, but I do miss going out as well and seeing people in a more relaxed environment. So yeah, the second one here is Nelson. He is based in London, and he's going to give his opinion on the post-pandemic world.
Okay, so I live in London, and it is very advanced here in terms of the vaccination program. Most adults, if not all adults, have been offered the vaccine, and most of the people I know have taken them, either one or two doses by now. I'm starting to get a sense of what is different about the world now that everything is starting to open up. I had this realization recently about one of the things that was a bit surprising to me. I find that a lot of places have gone digital, places that you wouldn't normally expect to be digital. So as an example, my doctor, you know, my GP, practice, in order to go to him, I have to book online now, and that's something that I wasn't able to do before. And you're able to, you know, pretty much have a whole consultation digitally without having to go to the GP practice at all. And I thought that would take years to have to happen, but the pandemic sped that up. That has become more digital, which is a great convenience, but not only the doctors, there are other places that was surprising to me as well. Local shops, you know, they've teamed up with like online applications where you can download an app and book online. So for example, my local barber now has a whole booking system online, and you can't really go and just show up. You have to book online before you get there. That's another example of the fast tracking of the digital landscape. Yeah, it's a curious world where everything's more digital than ever.
Definitely one of the good things, if I can say actually good, about the pandemic is that it's more convenient now that you can actually, you know, see a doctor online, and you can, local businesses have developed their apps or their ways of like, providing the same service but in a more digital way. And this has happened as well in Brazil, where I am now. And in a way, this was good because we were able to see that, yes, a lot of things can be done online because we reached this point of like high-speed internet and technology, different software that you can use to work online, which is my case because I teach online, so I don't need to go anywhere to work. But the funny thing is that he mentioned the local shops. A lot of local shops here, like my favorite restaurants in Brazil, they have developed their own app or their website where you can order food from there. And then they're starting like this kind of fight with Uber Eats and other food apps because they will keep all the profit for themselves. So it's an interesting thing, you know, and I'm curious to see what's going to happen. But definitely what Nelson mentioned, and I truly agree, is the fast tracking of the digital landscape that we were able to see with the pandemic, which is something that has, the pandemic was able to speed up this process. It was inevitable in a way, but it was sped up because of the pandemic. So yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what's going to happen in the future. Now we'll talk to Erica. Erica is in Amsterdam and she's going to talk about her perspective.
Hello. So yes, I think the world will be the same after the pandemic. For example, today I went to the hairdressers and I know they lift restrictions here, but still I was the only one with the face mask. Like I was with the basic mask, but I was the only one. No one working there, no one of the other clients. So I think people are just dying to get back to their like normal lives and routine and all. And right now we're not like at the end of the pandemic and still people are already doing so. So not only that, in countries like the Netherlands, so I live here now, and it seems to me, but like people were not like, especially the young ones, like youngsters, teenagers, or like young adults, they were not as affected by the pandemic. They don't know a lot of people who died. They don't know a lot of people who got like in serious trouble because of the pandemic. So it felt to them, I've been talking to some of them, that like, that's enough. For some of them was kind of like an exaggeration, like everything that everyone was doing about the pandemic. So yes, seeing what I saw, and today the sunny day, so everyone was out, everyone was in big groups, 20 people or more. So yeah, I think we're going to be back to normal, like no time now.
I think it's great that Erica thinks that everything will be the same. You know, she mentioned that the people there in Amsterdam right now, they're not wearing masks already. And she recorded this on the 4th of July. So it's great to see that, you know, because I think, as she said, like a lot of people were not affected with the pandemic and their loved ones and everything. So they kind of feel they're like, yeah, we'll just wait. And then it's all going to be go back to normal. And I really hope that this happens in a way, because I think we should be cautious with a few things like in the future and maybe change some of our habits, you know, like washing our hands and, you know, be careful with that, because there's not only COVID, there are, you know, a lot of bacteria, germs and virus and stuff like that. But also we should rethink what we're eating. I think that's something very important, especially with animals. And yeah, I think that we're able to think about that. But Erica also mentioned that people are dying to get back to their normal lives. And Europe in the summer is full of like summer festivals all over, you know, Europe, and the beaches are packed and there are tourists from all over the world. So I don't know if that's going to be the case this year, 2021, but I'm sure that like next year during summer, everything will be back to normal and people are going to be partying, the festivals, the cruise ships and everything. So yeah, hoping that that will happen. We'll listen now to Bernardo. He is in Seattle.
Hey, this is Bernardo Medeiros speaking to you from Seattle, Washington, USA. I think that the world is going to be different after the pandemic. I think it already does look a little bit different. There's been a huge push for digital transformation for companies to be able to survive. A lot of companies didn't make it though. And I think that's starting to set the tone for the companies that are prepared versus the ones that aren't. And that goes for small businesses too. You know, I look around, a lot of places have closed during the pandemic. here in Washington State, things are starting to reopen. So we're starting to get a certain sense of normalcy, which is great. But it's going to take a while for a lot of these businesses to come back up online and to reopen. We see mayors and governments starting to offer incentives for folks to open businesses. But ultimately, I think the businesses that thrive in the long term and, you know, during future pandemic type events and economic events will be the ones that invest in digital transformation. So I think that's the biggest thing from a business perspective that I think is changing. As far as life, I think life is going to be coming back to normal. Things are starting to feel a little bit more normal where I am right now. But, you know, there's still people using masks. There's still a lot of uncertainty. And I think it's going to take a little bit of time for people to regain confidence in going out and socializing and, you know, doing the things that they used to do before. But there is light at the end of the tunnel. And I'm hoping that the whole world catches up to where we are right now. It'll be good.
The digital transformation was something that actually arrived now during the pandemic. It didn't start during the pandemic, but the speed was just, you know, like we had never thought before. And I'm talking about like schools who never thought that they would have to teach online. And then all of a sudden you're like, you have a mini studio in a classroom, you know, restaurants that wouldn't even consider like working with delivery or didn't thought that was not important, and then they're doing that now. And then products that we didn't know we could actually get online, and they're actually cheaper, and now we can do that. So the digital transformation has been incredible during this last almost 2 years, you know, and it has affected us, as Bernardo mentioned, big and small businesses. I agree with him that there's going to be a lot of investment in digital transformation. You know, there are a lot of startups and there are a lot of companies that understand that it's either like you got to be online. You got to, no matter how small you are, you got to be online. So I think that became clear with the pandemic. So let's see what's going to happen with other companies and bigger companies and smaller companies as well in the years to come. Now, Daniel, who is from Colombia, but he's currently in Mexico City, is going to give his view.
I consider that pandemic has changed a lot our way to life. For example, our way to work, our way to communicate has changed. Before, we worked at our jobs, but now many people work at home. I consider that many companies consider this as an advantage. And after pandemic, it is going to carry on in that way, because companies are saving a lot of money. They could have perfect control of the employees from home. Another way that the thing I consider that in people change, but just in some people, is the consciousness, because it makes us feel so vulnerable. And I consider that more people has become more generous. For example, in my experience, I have to leave the COVID-19 in another country. I was so comfortable. People that I don't even know for a long time helped me. And that makes me feel that the world and the people are still good. I consider that there would be more social inequality in the world. Because, for example, pharmaceuticals and other companies has become richer than before. And a lot of works or occupations has disappeared. Many people now is unemployed. So now are people richer and people poorer. So I consider that it's a disadvantage of this pandemic.
So then you also mentioned the fact that companies have been saving a lot of money. And I heard that from a lot of people because they were, I don't know where I saw that, but there was a video showing how much companies save with employees staying at home, you know. Of course, it's not always perfect, you know. Some companies want their employees like to be in the office. But the amount of money saved is incredible because usually these offices are downtown or in an area where it's not very cheap you know, to pay rent and stuff. So they've been saving a lot of that. Also, one very sad thing about the pandemic, and I'm sure you've seen it wherever you are, it's higher social inequality. You know, you can see that some of the companies like Amazon and these labs that are producing the vaccines, and also other companies who don't depend on like physical presence, like they've been doing well, really well, some of them. And then, but there's a lot of social inequality because people lost their jobs. There's a lot of employment. And even though governments are going to help, I don't know how many businesses are going to be able to open up again after the pandemic. You know, what about the employees who lost their jobs? What are they doing now? And what's going to happen with that? Like, I truly believe that the economic crisis due to the pandemic that is going to happen, it may have started, but I think it will still happen. And I think we haven't seen the effects of it. So unfortunately, I think that's a very negative aspect of the pandemic. Now we're going to listen to Robin. She is in the US. She lived in China. She's lived in the UK as well. And she's now in the US.
I think that the world changes all the time. And so what the world will be like fully after the pandemic will be some new iteration of itself. There are certain cultural things that I've noticed have become almost taboo. Shaking hands, like in Mexico, where part of my family is from, you know, you give the kisses on the cheeks and stuff and hug when you meet someone. That's kind of gone by the wayside just a little bit right now. And I think certain aspects of that will come back to various degrees. I've noticed there's been kind of a shift in the desires that people have to be close or as cordial with strangers. People have been a little more aloof with each other. And I think it's just because of cautiousness with the virus. And I think that what we will see, what I have seen, is that people who would just go traveling for whatever reason, now I notice people are talking about it because we've all had to face the reality of our own mortality and the chance that any one of us could get sick and any one of us could have a very bad case and potentially have life-threatening consequences. And I've noticed that there's been a dynamic shift in doing light travel to planning your lifelong dream travel. Like, well, if there's no guarantee that I have tomorrow, I'm going to do what I've always wanted to do now and really plan for it. And I think that's a beautiful thing. So I think that is something that I've noticed that's a shift. One of the things that I think that will go back is the desire for people to go out and be social, go to restaurants, go to stores and things like that, because we are social creatures by nature. So I think those things will change and other things will kind of stay the same.
It's interesting that Robin said that it's not going to be different. Yes, it will, but it's just going to be, it's life changing again, you know, it's just another face of life and another aspect, another characteristic that we're going to see. But I love what she mentioned about traveling, you know, it's like, instead of like planning a trip locally, like to the state next to you or to a nearby city, you're going to do, no, I've always wanted to visit the pyramids in Egypt. That's what I'm going to do now, because I don't know what's going to happen next year, if there's going to be another pandemic or anything. And I have to be stuck at home. So I'm going to go for my lifelong dream travel. I'm going to go and do it and accomplish it now, because now is the time. I love that. And the desire to go out, to be social, because as she said, we are social creatures, you know, by nature. And it's true. We are. I do miss hanging out with friends, just going to their house or going to a restaurant or going to a bar, just go to a park and walk. And I really miss that. And I really hope that we can have that back again very soon. Now we're going to listen to Leo. He is in Toronto.
I think it's very, very difficult to imagine what the world is going to be like after the coronavirus, because as humans, it's very difficult for us to know where we will be in 6 months, even a year, or even 10 years from now. I sometimes lie awake at night wondering what the future holds for myself and even for my family and loved ones. I wonder what will happen to my job. I wonder what's going to happen in general. But I think there are a number of possible futures, and they're all dependent on how our governments and how our society respond to coronavirus, especially after what happened. But I think it's really hard to say, but I think one of the things that is going to change is that I think we're going to be more close. I think we're going to be more united as a society. And I also think that this is going to affect jobs. I think the pandemic has highlighted that many jobs are actually not essential, and the fact that we actually lack sufficient workers to respond to things when they actually go, when they go really bad. So yeah, I really think that our quality of life will be very different, will be better, I guess. And hopefully, as I said, hopefully we come together as a society.
I do think we are more united as a society, you know? I think we understand. I think most people are able to understand that it's not only what we do that is going to affect us. It's what other people do will also affect us. And what we do is going to affect everybody, you know? And thinking about this unity that sometimes we forget, sometimes people forget, I think helps us to understand more of our relationship with our society, our community, our neighborhood, our country, our neighboring countries, and the whole world. So I hope people are more conscious about that. I hope people are able to think more about the other people, you know, and not only themselves. So hopefully that's going to happen. And we're going to have better quality of life. I think so. I think that if you're lucky enough to be at home doing your job, and you don't have to commute every single day for 1-2 hours, you know, those long traffic jams, and you're able to at least do that, you do that like 2 or 3 times a week, but then the other days you can be at home and can go for a walk before work. You don't have to wake up at 5 in the morning, but you can wake up actually at 6, go for a walk, start working at 8 or something like that. So hopefully that's going to happen. I agree with that. And that's it. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I do think that they mentioned everything that I've been thinking about, so I don't think I have anything else to add. I'm curious to see what it's going to be like. I hope that we're all going to be more responsible, more united, more respectful and thoughtful. That's what I really hope is going to happen. I hope the economy is not going to be shaken as it was in 2008, but we'll see. Only time will tell. It's going to be over soon. I am hopeful now. I can see the light at the end of the tunnel. So hopefully it's going to be fine pretty soon. And we're going to have, you know, we're going to be celebrating New Year's all together like we were before. Let's hope for that. I hope you guys enjoyed the episode. Don't forget to come back here every Friday for a new episode. I'll see you next time. For videos about life in different countries, interviews with expats and travel guides, go to youtube.com/ReadyGoExpat.